Leading the news this morning, Cyclone Rusty is continuing to weaken as it makes its way inland across the East Pilbara in Western Australia. The communities of Marble Bar and Nullagine are on red alert. It's bringing gale force winds and heavy rain, which is expected to cause widespread flooding across the region. Large crowds have packed St. Peter's Square to bid Pope Benedict a final farewell. There were loud cheers as he was driven through the square in the Popemobile before taking the stage for his final address. Australia's most senior Catholic, Cardinal George Pell, says the Pope will be remembered as a great theologian, but a poor leader. Eight people are recovering in hospital after an apartment balcony collapsed on Sydney's North Shore. Police say 11 people were on the balcony when it gave way. They fell about 7 metres. Five of the injured are believed to have serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The opposition's immigration spokesman Scott Morrison will tour the Manus Island Detention Centre for the first time today. The centre reopened in November and can hold up to 600 asylum seekers. He says he wants to see firsthand how the facility is progressing. Mr Morrison has created a stir after suggesting residents be notified before asylum seekers are released into their communities. Australian authorities have made their biggest ever seizure of the drug ice. They say the 585-kilogram haul has an estimated street value of $438 million. The operation involved officers from the Australian Federal Police, Customs, New South Wales Police and the Australian Crime Commission.